to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and it's an NFL weekend. We got the playoffs. There's four big games coming up. What do you think about that, Bob?
It's pretty exciting because our Lions, of course, are in it, and that prompted me to design the whole show around the football playoffs, and I can't talk about football without thinking about Coach Vermeil, so he's on the live line right now. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing okay for an old man, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
So are we.
Yeah, we're right behind you, pal.
Yeah.
So, Jop, you got some questions for the coach.
I do. Coach, we got four games. Of course, our Lions are on the top of our list playing the Commanders. What are your thoughts about that game?
Well, you know, Detroit's a better team. You know, there's no question about it. They've been the better team all year. And they might even have been the better team last year. But as we know, the only rule that's not in the NFL record book or rules book is the best team has to win. And the favorites lose between 20 and 25% of the time over these years. But I don't think, personally, I don't think there is anybody that can beat Detroit if they play like they've been playing, okay?
Right. We've got some injuries on the defensive side of the ball that have hampered us a little bit, but our offense is coming back. We've got some guys back from with that week off, I think, healed a couple guys.
Well, you know, those guys have been injured for a long time and they played well without them.
You're right. You know, you're right
and
there.
And they haven't used it as an excuse. Campbell's done a beautiful job on the mental side as well as the physical and technical side. Those guys believe they can win regardless of who is playing the position.
Well, you came to mind specifically because your three teams that you once coached are all doing really well. So your legacy is providing strength. What are your thoughts about, of course, the Eagles?
Well, the Eagles are a better football team. Yeah, there is no question about it. The Rams last week, that night that they played, Monday night, probably nobody could beat them.
Wasn't that something?
Every once in a while, a team puts together an effort like that and executes beautifully. And they played with such passion and intensity and focus and concentration. It's hard to beat them. It's questionable whether they can do that 2 weeks in a row because they probably played a little better than they are. And that's a great salute and tribute to Sean McVay. You know, it's in his DNA. That's all there is to it. Well, and I don't see him coming here to beat Philadelphia. Philadelphia's maybe the most talented team in football.
Wow. Well, us Lions fans do enjoy watching the Rams because they've got our old quarterback, Matt Stafford.
Oh, yeah. Matt, he's a troop. When he is on, oh, my God. If he starts out the game hot, my God, he sizzles through the whole first half. It's amazing.
He sure can thread the needle.
Yes, he can.
So what are your other thoughts on the other teams?
Well, you know, the Buffalo-Baltimore game is really a Super Bowl game. They might be close to the two best teams in football all playing a playoff game against each other, you know. So I don't know. My computer says that Buffalo's going to beat them by three. It's going to be tough. It's for both teams. I don't know which team's going to win that football game. Chances are the team that will win it is the team that didn't commit some kind of a foul and extend an offensive drive and allow somebody to keep moving the ball. Or when you had somebody stop, you got a holding call on the secondary and to give them a first down and they keep the ball going and go on down and score. I think it's going to come down to some kind of play like that rather than the superior team just winning.
They're closely matched. They're closely matched. Of course, the last game is the Texans and the Chiefs. You know a little bit about that, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, my computer says the Chiefs by 9 over Houston, and that might be true. You know, Houston is not as good a football team, okay, as the Chiefs. And they played very well the last 2 years with a new staff and organization and young quarterback. But I can't see them going into Kansas City and beat them. The only problem is if the Chiefs think that today, then it could be an upset. because your team has got to be ready to play in these playoff games. And if you're emotionally not as prepared because you think the other team can't beat you, that could be a real negative.
Right. That's when the fouls start coming.
No question. That's when the lack of concentration comes in. That's when you start dropping balls and jumping offside and don't think it's big because you can make it up in the next series, and sometimes you can't.
If Campbell's done anything, he's reined in the Lions' fouls.
They're the least penalized team in football, I think, aren't they?
I don't know.
Or one of them, yeah.
Yeah.
One of them, yeah.
So Coach, I've been watching football. You've been coaching football a lot longer than I've been watching it. But my observation is with Campbell a couple of years ago brought back the fourth down as a playable down, not just a pass down where I'm going to kick it every time I get to a fourth down. I see the whole league has embraced that now.
Right.
Do you see that? Has Campbell started that, or has it been going on and I just wasn't aware?
No, it was brought on by analytics, each team having an analytic department. I think Campbell, because they're doing well, has emphasized it and been successful. The only problem with analytics, when they lose, they don't fire the analytic guy. Okay. They can backfire. I can name you a Super Bowl I saw, 2022, when Cincinnati gets the opening drive, starts the drive, goes down on inside they're still inside their own territory, goes for it on fourth down, doesn't make it. The Rams go down and score. Okay, the Rams end up winning the game by a slight margin because he gambled too early, too soon in the bad area of the field. Sometimes, you know, gamble is not sure thing taking. Gamble is a gamble. Okay, and I'm not as big on this gambling stuff as other coaches or as Coach Campbell, because when you lose, you not only lose for yourself, your whole organization loses when you make a mistake like that. Yes, there's times you're going to win. I say sometimes they would have won anyway. Okay?
Right.
And the other thing is when you're a better team, you gamble less.
Yeah, well, there, that's a great point. There, right. You score with confidence, and you need three downs to get 10, not four. Right.
Yeah. Right.
So given our love for food and matching up these teams, we've geared the rest of the show. You're teeing it off for everybody, but we're geared the rest of the show with this different cities and the foods they're famous for, so food you can cook during your football game. And, of course, for Buffalo, I know Buffalo is going to be in. I mean, I feel Buffalo is going to be in there. You got to do Buffalo wings and Buffalo dip. Randy loves making Buffalo dip. And for Detroit, they're very famous for Coney dogs. Are you familiar with Coney dogs?
No. I'm not big on the wings either. To me, they're mostly 80% fat. Okay. So give me a good slab of ribs or a nice steak on the grill or on the smoker, or, you know, or smoked chicken and all that stuff I picked up in St. Louis and Kansas City. Bob knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Then you're really living.
You're probably about due for a new smoker.
No. I've had more smokers than I've had cars, okay?
Okay.
I've got a good one now with a rotisserie inside it and everything. Boy, it's a dandy.
That's cool. Nice.
So, Coach, if you're looking into your crystal ball, what do you see the Super Bowl looking like? Which teams do you think will make it?
Well, I think Detroit will make it with a real challenge from the Eagles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I between Buffalo, Baltimore, and Kansas City, I don't know, but I wouldn't bet against Kansas City.
Right. Yep. So we're looking at a Chiefs-Lions.
They all have to go. If Kansas City wins and either one of those other teams win, they still have to go to Kansas City and beat them.
Right.
Now, you know, Buffalo did a pretty good job there, you know. But it'll be tough. But I don't know if Kansas City, and I don't know if Kansas City thinks they're quite as good as they were last year. But if they can solve the offensive line problems, then they'll be able to throw the ball downfield a little further. And you know that Mahomes can do it, and the receivers can do it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's the Super Bowl, to me, there's four teams that are going to be contesting for it a week from this week. And that'll decide that then either one of those teams, if they can beat Kansas City, they deserve to be world champion, okay?
Great, Coach. Well, Coach, we're running out of time, but thanks so much for your insight and your discussion with us today. We truly appreciate you getting up this morning and making time for the Grilling Guys.
All right. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, Coach Dick Vermeil, a legend, and it's really cool that he takes time to join the Grilling Guys. Coming up next, we're going to do some tailgate food for you for the big games this weekend. Stick with us. We'll be back.